Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
What's up, everybody? Paflin here, and welcome to episode 267 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. Before we get to today's question from TJ all the way over in Europe, I do want to thank not a sponsor today, but all the people who have already purchased tickets to the upcoming one-day business breakthrough event with myself and Chris Ducker. It is happening on April 24th, 2015, and it's a live event happening in San Diego, California. But a number of people have bought the live in-studio tickets. There's going to be 50 seats available. But a number of you have also bought the online passport, which means you'll be able to, from the comfort of your own home, without travel or hotel, be able to catch the entire event. Three cameras. It's going to be a huge production, and seriously, we can't wait to share it with you. If you've at all listened to the One Day Business Breakthrough podcast at onedaybb.com, you're not going to want to miss this, and I have a special deal just for you Ask Pat listeners. If you use the promo code AskPat on the Eventbrite page at onedaybb.com/live, you'll get 15% off your online passport ticket. And I would highly recommend checking this out now because the price of the passport ticket is going up by the end of this month. So it's going to go up February 1st. So I recommend checking it out. Again, 15% off by using the promo code AskPat at the website onedaybb.com/live. Check that out. All right, now let's get to today's question from TJ.
Hey Pat, this is TJ from Estonia in Europe, and I just started my first blog at brandnewfather.com. And having just started out, I realized that creating and running a personal brand can be very costly in time and in money. And I attended your webinar with Tim about growing your audience, and you shared three steps to get it done. Growing your audience, growing the number of subscribers, and monetizing your brand. And I've read all about all these three steps, but I'm a little lost on the monetizing part from my situation. Right now, I'm motivated by the impact that I can have, that I can possibly have on the other soon-to-be and young parents. But in the long run, it's good to have a plan or vision what my brand can become and how can I monetize it. So my question is, how do you make money in a niche where I wouldn't sell something myself, like becoming a father or being a father? I see a lot of mommy bloggers making money with ads and doing lots of product reviews, but I feel like these two options would get me away from my mission, which is to promote dads being involved and having fun with fatherhood. So I appreciate your insights, and thanks for everything you do, Pat.
TJ, what's up? Thank you so much for the question. And I think it's really cool what you're doing in terms of the subject matter of your website and obviously the mission that you have that you talked about. I mean, I remember when I was a father for the first time, I had no clue what I was getting into, but I'm obviously so thankful for what I got into. I just wish I had more information. And I feel like there's a lot of, you know, even though there are a lot of dad bloggers out there, I feel like there's always room for more. Obviously, the mom blog realm is quite huge. We can try to even up the game maybe a little bit. But I like what you're asking here because it's important to think about sort of the future and sort of what is this going to do for you? You know, you're going to be giving and providing so much value to these brand new fathers there. How are you going to be able to get paid back for that? And obviously, the sort of general rule with any online businesses, if you're providing value and serving your audience, you're always going to get rewarded in one way, shape, or form. But something else that a lot of people forget is you need to give your audience an opportunity to pay you back and reward you for the hard work that you do. I think this is where a lot of people go wrong online when they hear about, even when they hear about me giving away so much information for free. I mean, 267 episodes of Ask Pat, 146 episodes of the Smart Passive Income podcast, and now the other podcast with Chris and a bunch of other things, 700 pieces of content. I mean, it's all free content. And it's extremely helpful. But within those things, I also have opportunities for people to pay me back as well through affiliate links, through products, through advertisement clicks, and things like that. And that's what you want to do for yourself too. And monetization is important. You shouldn't have to feel bad about monetizing. If you're providing value, you deserve to get paid for doing that. But there's obviously a lot of different ways of doing that, and each niche has a different method for doing it better. And so I'm feeling like you're kind of just worried about where this is going, but I like just in general the fact that you're thinking about this already. And I like that you mentioned the mom bloggers, because they're doing a lot of things right. They are definitely utilizing advertisements, which can be smart, and also product reviews. Now, I think you had mentioned that they would be against the mission that you have, but I think if you always keep in your head, I'm only going to promote products, or I'm only going to show advertisements that align with my mission, then by all means, you should absolutely share those things and get paid back and rewarded for that. Because, you know, for example, I get a number of people going through my affiliate link where I earn a commission for products that I know are going to help them. And that in that way, everybody is a winner. So if you make sure that you align your brand with products that align with your brand and align with your audience as well, then it's a win-win-win situation. And I wouldn't worry too much about it affecting your mission. It could actually help. There are probably a lot of other products, services, tools, or resources out there that are great, that are going to help your audience, that you just couldn't do yourself, or you don't have the time to, or those things already exist. So why would you create another competitor to them? Why not share those things? And if there's an opportunity through an affiliate link or through a paid product review or an advertisement, you're totally welcome to do that. As long as obviously your mission is still clear and those things reflect your mission. It's where you start to disalign those things or that line gets cloudy, where people mess up and then they end up promoting things just for the money or just filling their site with ads and it just becomes a terrible experience. You don't want to go down that route. And so again, I'm encouraged by the fact that you mentioned this. Now, there's a number of different ways you can you can generate an income through sites like this, where it might not seem obvious that there's products and opportunities, but you know, to me, being in this space for a while, it is obvious to me, but this is why this show exists, because I want to share this stuff with everybody. And this is stuff that I didn't make up. It's just stuff that is there. And so let me give you a list of different opportunities you can have for generating an income. But even before I get to that, I will say that when you build up your audience and you build this trust and authority in this space, you're going to find that opportunities to generate an income are going to come knocking on your door. But you're going to have to pay attention, because you're going to have to listen to your audience. Your audience will tell you what they need. You got to listen. That's why I'm a big believer in opening up the blog comments, and that way you can get, you know, your ear in on those conversations that are happening, and giving your audience permission to speak up, running surveys, emailing, and even having Skype conversations with people in your audience. They're going to give you what you need, and oftentimes, or they're going to give you what they need. Excuse me. But that becomes what you need to do, because that's what's going to help serve them. And so that's really important. You want to dive into this audience that you have and be able to tap into their brains and their needs and their wants and their desires. And yes, some of those things won't be monetizable, but you should probably work on building those things anyway, because those are things that are helpful and they need. And that'll only build your trust and authority with the people in that space. Now, in addition to your audience telling you or talking about what they need and you just being there listening and building a solution, you're going to have companies, if you build this brand, knock on your door as well. But again, this is where I'm at now. I have a large audience and just an amazing audience who is very loyal and responsive, and I love you guys for that. But because of that, and because it's known that that's the case, I get a ton of companies messaging me, a ton of people who come out with new products, new books, who want to get in front of you guys every day. There's at least two or three emails that come in from people who say, "Pat, I came out with this new product. Can you share it? I'll give you commission, or I'll give you 100% commission on some of the products. And the reason they do that is because they just know that there's going to be more products sold to them, you know, from that point forward. So they're willing to take that loss leader up front, giving me all the commission. And yes, it's tempting because there's obviously a lot of money there, millions perhaps, but that's not worth it. And you want, I mean, that goes against my mission, because a lot of those things don't align with what I know is helpful for my audience and how I want to approach my audience. And, you know, I highly value the trust that I have and the relationship that I have with my audience. And I know you would do the same thing, TJ. So just keep that in mind. When you start to build your audience, a lot of companies are going to come knocking on your door. Like you said, these product reviews and advertisements, they're going to come. But just make sure that mission is always reflected in who you work with. Not just companies too. Other people will want to get in front of that audience too. Okay, so here's a list of different things you can do, or I can envision potentially happening once you build this audience. So a lot of people, I mean, I remember specifically when I was going to be a brand new father, I just wanted to talk to people. I wanted something where I could go and talk to other dads who were already dads, and I can just be like, how do I do this? What's going to happen? Where does this, like, I don't know. I didn't know what was going to happen. You know, it's just nice to talk to somebody. And I would have paid for that. I would have paid for access to a community or to somebody, an expert or somebody who's done it before or somebody who can just help me answer questions. I would have paid for that. And so that would have been cool. And then I probably would have made a lot of good friends in there. So that's one thing, a community or some space where I can ask questions. I don't know what that would look like, but I'm just kind of spitballing here. I could also imagine, you know, live events. Maybe there's like a dad getaway somewhere where they take their kids, you know, give the mom a break. She's worked hard for so long, you know, have the dads take the kids out somewhere, or, you know, I don't know. Live events is another thing. Writing a book, you know, a book I think is perfect. A book for, the moment you realize that your wife is pregnant, a book for, you know, 3 months out before she gives birth, a book for what happens in those first 6 months, another book for what happens from 6 to 1 year, and then 1 to 2, and then 2 to 4, and then 4 to 6. I mean, the possibilities are endless there. I mean, I feel like even though I've been a dad for over 5 years now, brand new things are happening every day. So this whole brand new father, you know, brand that you have, It doesn't just have to be for brand new dads, like who are like literally having a baby soon. I mean, brand new. I mean, I'm changing every single day. I feel I learn so much from being a dad every day. And so I'm a brand new father every single day. So, I mean, I don't know. There's something there. But I think books are a great opportunity. That's how you can get in front of a huge Amazon crowd and potentially build an audience there and generate traffic there and come back to your site, build up your email list, and eventually get into some of these other things too. You can do coaching. That was sort of along the lines of the community, but more one-to-one. You could do webinars. So not one-to-one, but one-to-many. Again, just a place for people to talk and communicate and get access to somebody who can help answer questions. And here's another thing. This might sound like it might not fit, but I think it could, depending on what you're looking to do or what solutions are needed. You might be able to do an app or some type of software that would help. I mean, I could imagine some really, really nerdy dads like myself paying monthly for access to an app or some piece of software that would help me keep track of every little detail just to make sure that everything was on track and then everything I needed to do. I mean, we're at an age where I feel that the dad, or at least in the community that I live in here in San Diego, the dads are almost just as involved in having the kids grow up as the moms. And obviously, dads and guys think differently than moms. So there might be a good opportunity there. Again, I'm just talking out loud, and I would love to hear what everybody else out there thinks. What do you think TJ can do to monetize in the brand new father space? Use the hashtag AskPat267 and give us your thoughts and continue this conversation. But I hope I've at least given you some ideas and at least given you the fact that there are endless opportunities out there. But of course, you first have to build up your audience and build that trust, listen to them, and opportunities will come knocking at your door. You just got to pay attention and try, experiment. That's what's gotten me to where I'm at today. I've built a lot of things and created a lot of products that failed, but in doing so, I've come across many that have been successful, and you will too. So thanks so much, TJ. I appreciate your time and your question. An Ask Pat t-shirt will be headed your way for having your question featured here on the show. For those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like to ask me, you can head on over to askpat.com and ask just right there on that page using the speakpipe.com widget, which is really cool. You can just use any mic that you have close to you. And I also want to remind you about the one-day business breakthrough live event, which is happening on April 24th. So if you're at home and you realize that, you know, maybe you just can't make it out to San Diego that day, you can watch live and interact with other people in the community watching live as well. This is going to be a completely unique event that is unlike anything else out there. And for those of you who have listened to One Day BB, you know how valuable that sort of format is. This is it on steroids. Plus, you get all the recordings and everything from the day as well. You can get 15% off the online passport by going to onedaybb.com/live and enter the promo code askpat. So check that out. Thanks so much. I appreciate it. And I'll see you guys next episode after this quote from Seth Godin. He says, and I love this quote, he says, "Just because you're winning a game doesn't mean it's a good game." Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.